We're joined by Liz Wismer Van Meer from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oxford and Greg Morton, who's getting set to host the Big Night In 1 week from tomorrow.
Oxford's Got Talent.
And Liz Wismer.
I'm excited for this. This is our second year.
It is.
Man, are you excited?
Very excited. We had a ton of fun with this thing last year. Liz Wismer Van Meer joins us as well from Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, Greg, you've seen some of the submissions so far. Are you impressed?
I am. I'm excited. We've got such a variety of acts too, and I think this is going to be a really good show. What do we have, Liz? Like 26 acts?
We had a lot come in. We've gone down to about 20 acts this year now. Keeping it in line, like, you know, trying to keep it a nice timeline for people to enjoy the show and a good variety. Like Greg said, we've got singers, dancers, musicians, ventriloquists, magicians, poets. I mean, a really great variety this year to entertain people for that time.
Oh, that's wonderful. And because we certainly had a good time with it last time around. The date this year is October the 23rd?
Yeah, and we're going to kick the show off at 7 p.m. Tune in just a bit before that, Facebook Live or YouTube. Greg will get it started for us with some of his material that I think people have gotten to know and love over the years, especially during his time when he was on America's Got Talent.
That's right. Greg, do you have a favorite, a bit that you do? Is there one that stands out, whether it be Tina Turner, Star Wars, whatever the case? Is there a favorite? Or are these things like your children and you can't pick one?
Well, I could pick one, but not in front of my children.
Exactly.
Because one of them would get jealous and then that would create problems.
That's right.
Right now I'm homeschooling them, so it's fine. I do like doing Star Wars, especially the Wookiee.
Yes.
Nobody can do the Wookiee, right?
That's right.
It's not like people who have a difficult time gargling.
It's true.
I think that's the one that got the most sort of rise and still does when you were on America's Got Talent. And people just, went crazy when you did that.
Oh, so much fun. I really... And, you know, it all came to a point where I just went, wow, all of this work, and it's all led to this. So it just shows, I mean, if you work really hard and enter contests like these, like this is when I started out, I entered contests. That's how I got started. I think this is a great way. Well, Liz, tell them about our winner last year.
Yeah, Anna B. I mean, a lot of people have been watching Anna's success since Oxford's Got Talent. And I know here at Heart FM, they covered the story. She was in the CBC Searchlight and got to the top 10, yeah, which is phenomenal across Canada. That's an amazing feat. And Anna's super talented, a super talented young lady. She's going to be back with us again this year performing. Good. As our winner from 2020. So we're happy to have her back. But again, like I said, we've got some great talent that's coming out of they seems to be coming out of nowhere. And it just, I'm as a music person myself, I love it. I just, you know, I love seeing people's talents come out, and I love seeing people bring their poetry and, you know, their magician's acts and ventriloquism, because I don't know how people do that. It, you know, blows my mind.
We'll be able to stream the event on either Facebook or YouTube coming up on the 23rd. Greg, you've got some shows coming up in the U.S. Is that right?
Yes. Let me think. I'm trying to remember what they are.
Well, you said you did one in El Paso recently. I know you've done, yeah, Vegas. And how have they gone for you in this crazy world that we're living in right now?
Vegas was great. Now, the MGM required us to vaccinate, to be fully vaccinated,
okay,
and to have a test.
Oh, really?
A negative COVID test before we performed. And man, you try getting a negative COVID test. That ain't easy.
Is that right?
I went to one of their local,
like a pharmacy? Stores. Yep.
Yeah, pharmacy. And I think it was a CVS or something like that. I went, I got my test, and the results didn't show up on time. I was like, oh my gosh, if I don't get these test results, I might not be performing. So I go like, well, I got to get another test somehow. So I looked it up online, and they had one at this little, I don't know, it was like a portable. Oh, you know what it was? It was a shipping container.
Oh, that's... Oh,
in the middle of a parking lot.
Nice.
At a mall.
Nice. It's right on a Netflix.
And I'm waiting, and it's, you know, it's Vegas. It's 110 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to get this test. I go get my test, and I get a positive. I go, that can't be. I'm fully vaccinated. Plus, I had COVID back in May.
Yeah.
So I had to go back and get retested again. And that's the key, kids. Keep getting tested until you get that negative result. But I got a false positive. Can you believe
that? Oh, man.
That's crazy.
I mean, it was go time until about, I'd say 3-4 in the afternoon. And showtime was at 8 o'clock. It was right up to the wire. And then I went to the club, and then I got another test. So I had so many Q-tips and swabs up my nose.
You're a pro at it now.
And it's great to have, the opportunity for something like this to get people's minds in a different area. Liz, is the format similar? And who are the judges that are coming this year?
Yeah, so, we have, of course, we're keeping a fairly similar format, but we've got a lot of new things to add to the show. Okay. I mean, obviously new talent, but the one nice thing is that we actually get to be together this year. Last year, we weren't able to do this together as a group. This year, we've got Greg. He's going to be here in Woodstock with us, and our judges are going to be with Greg as well, so it's going to make for a lot of fun. Some fun banter and some fun back and forth. And, of course, our judges, again, a lot of people, commented on how great they thought the judges were and really enjoyed it. We've got Mike Crabb from United Way as well as Theater Woodstock. He's back with us. Lori Schultz, she's a big part of Theater Woodstock as well and the WCI productions. And, of course, yourself, Dan Henry from Heart FM, will be our other third judge for the night. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And I think that the chemistry between, having the judges and Greg there together will be a lot of fun. I know for sure Lori and Mike, they interviewed Greg on their podcast, which came to be after doing the show together last year.
Right.
They just keep going on how excited they are to be together as a group with the four. So, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a really great show.
We're getting the band back together.
That's right. The band. Oh, I love that reference. Yeah. And I'm sure you'll have a few zany antics for us on that night as well, Greg.
I'm going to ask you embarrassing questions. I think that's the best way to go.
I agree.
Right. Traumatic events in your childhood.
Yeah.
And we'll start with that.
There'll be a few.
There'll be a few.
Oh, our thanks to Greg Morton and Liz Wismer Van Meer for coming in and sharing with us this morning. Oxford's Got Talent, the Big Night In, is coming up on the 23rd. That's Saturday evening. We've got details up on our website at heartfm.ca. Don't miss it.